Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Talking with Luke Radowski right now. Bob Chapman coming up. Let's play some of Senator Gillibrand being questioned by Luke Radowski and others at WeAreChange.org. Here it is.
And so happy.
So where are you from?
You are from GCN.
Okay.
And we'd like to just ask you, before you were speaking of, speaking up about those who don't have a voice, we have a very urgent situation right now in New York City. Before there was a question asked about Afghanistan, about 7.5 years being there. Close to 8 years ago, I lost my loved one in the World Trade Center. Thomas Joseph Skroy, the mentor of our family, okay? 70% of family members' questions were never answered during the commission hearings. Just recently, Vice President Biden was handed a paper, a study that was done, that proves that there were explosives found in the debris of the World Trade Center. I'm asking you how you feel, given the fact that family members, first responders, scientists, and even your colleagues feel that there should be a new and open investigation into what happened in New York City on 9/11. Do you support a new investigation into what happened?
Well, based on what you just told me and that 70% of the family's questions weren't answered, I think those questions should be answered. So if that means another review or a fuller hearing or more opportunities to the families, I will support that because I do think it's important that every family member has every question answered.
Would your office accept the study and to be able to take a look at it and review?
I will certainly look at the study and review it. Absolutely.
Excellent. And also there's the James Hadroga bill that's on the Senate floor right now. It's supporting the tens of thousands of sick and dying hero first responders that went in to rescue my uncle.
I'm carrying that bill, and I'm carrying it from Senator Clinton, Secretary Clinton, and I'm working with Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney on the House side.
Okay, so there's Manny Badillo who lost his uncle, Mr. Skroy. We cover all that in Truth Rising, the DVD film. And there he is credibly bringing up bills, bill numbers. She's carrying the bill. We've been fighting for years to get first responders, health care, have dying cops, firemen begging, and then the current cops come and arrest you. I mean, literally, folks, and they laugh. It's very, and then other cops will get mad at them, those that are informed, and little arguments will break out. But this is mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. The media calls this conspiracy theorists. They call this heckling. Fox News, we could play that clip. Was that heckling right there, Luke Radowski, to come up and to have GCN press passes? I forgot to make that point that you guys get into a lot of these events, and Ted Anderson's agreed to that a year ago. And Ted's had even had to have meetings with the Secret Service. That's right. The owner of Genesis Communications has had the Secret Service show up, and he has to have meetings with them and explain, yes, We Are Change is freelance reporters for us, and they've asked Ted under pressure to say that he didn't give you press passes and others so you could be arrested. I forgot about that angle. And then when I'm talking to Psychology Today yesterday, telling them about this stuff, they're acting like I'm making it up, that we get Secret Service and FBI visits here at this office, Luke.
I mean, it is insane. They've tried to bring so much pressure on us when we're just doing a job that journalists all throughout this country should be doing. We're doing the job that the media is not doing. We're there for the American people, for the American public. We don't have any corporate sponsors. We don't have any big money or big government backing us. And the government is going after us. And we're going to be out there no matter what. And that's why we need everybody to rise up. It's not about one person. It's not about one group. We need everybody to come together, rise up, and become journalists, become citizens, aware citizens that are going to take action in this political process that we're going through right now. We all need to get involved before it's too late.
Well, you're right, Luke Radowski. Come back briefly and plug events you've got coming up and how folks can get involved. Again, you can call it InfoWars, We Are Change, call yourself and create an online newspaper. Whatever. You're a journalist. Go out and start doing it. Don't talk about it. They're trying to create a chilling effect. They're trying to scare everybody to not be politically active. We've all got to stand up together, and they can't shut us all down. It's do or die. It's all hang together or die separate. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, you can go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, WeAreChange.org, the other great WeAreChange sites out there that are listed at WeAreChange.org, and you can watch them nicely go up and ask people questions. Now, if it's a big public event, like Bill Clinton or somebody, and they bring up 9/11, and he says, 9/11, inside job, how dare you? With the same fake conviction of him saying, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. But what they do now when We Are Change gets in as legitimate media and asks very good questions, they just come out and lie and say that it was heckling or that they're conspiracy theorists for bringing up a real bill that's very close to passing to get health care for the firemen and police and medical emergency workers from 9/11. Pretty soon they'll say 9/11 doesn't exist, but then it does exist if they're pushing it for National Service Day, that if you don't serve in national compulsory service, well, then you're with Al-Qaeda and you helped attack America on 9/11. That's the psychology that Mr. Barack Obama is pushing. Luke, plug any of the events and things that are coming up and mention, pardon me? Luke's gone. I told him to hold over. Nobody told me that. It's a three-ring circus around here. Well, whatever. I told him to stay there. Doesn't matter. You can find out more at WeAreChange.org. Classic. Okay. Now, there's a lot going on in the economy right now. Obviously, that's a ridiculous statement because it's so obvious. But I want to go over unemployment hits records but job losses slow. Well, because there's not many more jobs to be lost, I guess. It's not 650,000 a month like it's been every month. They only cut 345,000 jobs. The problem is they manipulate the unemployment numbers. We'll talk about that with the man who's run the biggest economic newsletter in the world at one time. Then he retired, came back, now one of the biggest again, Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. You've heard him and seen him all over international television and syndicated radio. His website is internationalforecaster.com. We carry his stuff at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he is a regular contributor here every Friday. I want to talk to him about that, the hijacking of GM. I remember two and a half years ago, Bob on this show put out a newsletter saying they were going to bankrupt in the next few years GM and send it to China and Brazil. They have done that now, but they're also going to send some to Russia. I want to get his take on that. I want to just go over the whole spectrum of what's really going on in the economy. Geithner being laughed at when he was over in China. Paul Craig Roberts column about that today that's carried at Infowars.com. Bob Chapman, good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be here again.
Absolutely. It is wonderful to have you here again. It's not on good circumstances, though. I wish you were being proven wrong. I wish I was being proven wrong. I wish Ron Paul was, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who's coming on next week along with Ron Paul. I wish that we weren't so right. I wish people would have listened to us decades ago. But break down the latest info, Bob Chapman.
Well, we just got our unemployment today, and as you said, it wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be, but it's 9.8% on the short term. Now, that doesn't include the marginally attached workers. People have been looking for work for the past year, but have stopped searching. And those who are out of work because they don't have any child care, they're in poor health, they can't get to work because they don't have a car. That brings it up to 10.6%. And then we have the involuntary part-time workers. In other words, instead of working 40 hours a week, they don't have enough work for you, so they let you work 33 hours a week. And that includes these people. And then all the people who are discouraged. And if you add into that the people who have not continued to collect unemployment checks because their ability to collect them is over. They've reached the limit. And that, the government says, and it's called U6, and I've got these figures in tomorrow's issue, is 16.4%, and they're using the birth-death ratio. Now, I won't go into that. All it is that they guess at how many jobs were created during the last monthly period at small and medium-sized businesses. Now, if you don't use that and you use the formula from 1980, that figure is 20.2% unemployed, and that's really the real figure.
They cook the statistics, and Congress even admits this, and there's been big arguments and squabbles over it. Let's get into GM. How did you call it?
I'm going to give you one more statistic. They're talking about 6 million unemployed just recently. And if you add in that 4.9 million unemployed, you've got 10.9 million unemployed since the beginning of the year if you use the U6 figure.
That's amazing. What a drag on the economy.
Staggering.
Bob, I want to get back into that and what that's going to mean in the short term and the midterm and the long term. But General Motors, and I've been reading the forecaster, I haven't seen you toot your horn. I remember 2.5 years ago you saying GM was going to go bankrupt and they'd move it to China and to Brazil. You were one of my sources on that. Then in the last year and a half, I saw rumblings in the industry of that, and I tried to warn people. And then now it's happened. Hummer and other divisions go to China. Other large divisions of GM being sold off to Brazil. Opel being sold off to a Russian-controlled government bank. All of this happening, and the average American has no idea that the $30 billion bailout for GM that's already unpopular isn't to keep it here, but to hack up most of it and move it offshore and then produce some of these toasters on wheels, these little four-wheeled tinker toys to force us to own those with the government dictating what's manufactured. And the GM, the big story on top of that, GM wouldn't go along with it. And so they ordered, the emperor ordered the CEO to fall on his sword, just like it was in the Associated Press, David Rockefeller last year. Rex Tillerson at ExxonMobil wouldn't say global warming was real and call for a global carbon tax. So they went and threatened to fire the whole board and fire him. Rockefeller exercised all his secret stock, and then he runs that whole thing. And he came out and said, okay, it's real. I support global tax. I mean, this is really happening. They are completely dismantling things. So go through those 3 points. A, how did you know that was going to happen? Then you broke it. It did come out in mainstream news, and now you're going to have it after that. It's now documented, and it's now come to pass. That's A. B, why are the globalists destroying our entire society?
Well, first of all, I started writing about the dismantling of the manufacturing capability of the United States economy in 1967. In 1980, I wrote about Ford and General Motors setting up plants in Mexico, India, and China. And I said it was being deliberately done as part of a plan to ship all manufacturing, quote, to the third world at that time. And that is exactly what's happened. And as you say, they're hiving off the best parts. And at the same time, they're putting probably between 40 and 60,000 people directly in General Motors out of a job, never mind all the peripheral jobs. Now, there's some really good facts on this thing that have been coming to light. First of all, GM workers are losing their retirement health benefits, their jobs, their life savings, and the shareholders get nothing. Now, J.P. Morgan Chase and Citibank had loaned money to GM. They're getting back $6 billion, 100% of what they loaned. Nobody else is getting that. The bondholders are getting screwed as well.
Now, let's explain that. Obama goes to the unions, only he could get away with it, a Republican couldn't, and says, give up your benefits, give up your pensions, large portions of it, give up your hours, and maybe we'll save a little something. And then meanwhile, they're shipping the entire system overseas and then financing it with the bailout money. Go ahead.
It is illegal for them to do what they are intending to do with the retirement plans of the employees. In 1974, ERISA was passed, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, that says you cannot seize workers' pension funds, whether monthly payments or health insurance, any more than you can seize their private bank accounts. Now, they have directly and deliberately, from the White House, violated the law. You haven't seen the end of this thing yet. And the law is extremely specific, explicit. And so there's going to be all kinds of thunder and lightning. And, of course, there's going to be real problems stemming from J.P. Morgan Chase and Citibank.
Well, Bob, stop. Stop, because I'm going to put this in before we go to break, and I want you to answer it right now and when we come back. Explain to people. Because the way I read it, they're saying they're taking the general fund that is the pensions and the investments from the pensions and putting that under general stock that they're going to float out there, and that is expropriating and stealing the investment pensions, isn't it?
That's right. That is probably 17%. And what my suspicion is, that the management may have looted the money or part of the money from that plan.
Sure,
we don't know yet. It's being looked into. We're trying to find out. They won't tell us anything.
Yeah, the bear may have crapped in the woods. We're going to, sharks may eat fish. You know, they may have stolen portions of it or all of it, just like the Pentagon has stolen $4 plus trillion in the last 10 years. That's Associated Press. out of the Pentagon pension funds. They've stolen everything. It's offshore. Northcom standing by to make sure they get away with stealing everything. Stay there, Bob Chapman.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, he's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
By the union.
If you remember back in 2003, Bush honchoed a bill. I remember it was big news. They were saying it was going to protect pension funds, but the bill allowed them to invest pension funds in the markets. And if you really read it, it said they could take pensions. But then Bob's saying that the older law isn't superseded by that. Bob, I don't want to miss the forest for the trees because you're bringing up such incredibly important stuff. I don't even know if our listeners or the general public or a lot of new listeners we have on several new stations this week and XM picking us up realize what we're saying. This is absolute looting and highway robbery. And they're being so secretive about all these banks, brokerage firms, Chrysler, GM. Obama swore every dime would be accounted. Now he's saying national security, none of it will be accounted. I mean, they're going for broke here, Bob. How bad are they going to just steal and steal and steal till everything collapses?
Yes, that's their intention because they want everything to collapse. And that's the only way worldwide they can get people to be forced into world government, the acceptance thereof. And, you know, I wrote about this in 1967. Nobody was listening. All thought I was crazy. And I could see the – I try to figure out how can I get people to accept this. And that's a theory that I came up with. The disembowelment of industry in the United States, Canada, and Western Europe, and a depression, and forcing the public to accept. You know, the question at General Motors is they're hiving off or spinning off the plants in China, Mexico, India, and other places.
That is and GM. Those are the profitable parts.
That's right. And who paid for that? The company
did.
So how can they do that legally? They can't. And then the pension funds. You know, the management says that as of last year that they were whole. I can hardly believe that because for the past 22 months, the stock market is down 35%, and it was down as much as 50% at one point about 2.5 months ago. So those pension plans, like everybody else's, have to be offside or short, not having enough money, probably 40%, maybe 35, maybe 50. And so they're lying. I mean, those funds can't be. But they're going to steal them anyway, and they're going to give them stock. So if you want to go have your pancreas removed, you give the doctor GM stock. Of course, he's not going to take it.
It's unbelievable. Bob, I was out of town last Friday, but I was listening to the show. You were kind of making your prognosis worse than it's been in the past. Can you break down what the cards to you show in the short, mid, and long term? I mean, are things deteriorating now faster?
I think so. But they'll still be able to extend it. And what I mean by that is I expect the dollar to go down, and it's around 79 or so on the USDX right now, down from 89.5, which is a recent top. I expect it to go to 71 by the fall. And what's going to, I think, happen is what happened between November of 07 and June of 08, and that is other countries' businesses are going to, again, only even more so, stop accepting dollars. And that's going to cause a crisis. And I think it's going to be much worse this time than last time. And if the dollar is not down to 71.18, and again, it's around 75 or 80 right now, if it's not down, it'll get there. And if it's down there, it will go lower. And so I think this next 2 to 4 months is a very critical time for the dollar, and they can't hold it up.
Now, explain this basic equation to people that don't understand it. I mean, in layman terms, we're going to see massive commodity price increases if they start devaluing the dollar, like we saw a year ago with gas, $4.50 at the pump, $150 a barrel oil. Can you explain that relationship? And even a lot of mainstream economists, I listened to CNBC on XM for 4 hours driving to the beach last weekend, and it sounded like Bob Chapman was doing the shows. They were actually admitting that this is probably the last time they're going to be able to hold off total destruction of the economy by pumping up different things like... Well, exactly. The stimulus going in and pumping up commodities. Stay there. We're going to come back and talk about this was a short segment, long segment coming up. Plenty of time for Bob Chapman to break this down. And I'm going to open the phones up or questions for Bob Chapman. Only for Bob Chapman on the economy, folks. You call in about Chupacabras, I'm hanging up on you. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
T-minus 26 and a half minutes. We're going to simulcast the last 2 hours of the radio show today, live at PrisonPlanet.tv, as we do every day, Monday through Friday. I'm thinking about moving out of the Emma studios on Sundays, still being on 590 AM here in town, but moving the syndicated show into these offices so I can also do live PrisonPlanet.tv on Sundays. We've had a lot of requests for that. Alan Watt's coming up. If you haven't heard Alan Watt, very informative about the psychological makeup of the social engineers, the world they're building, the society they're setting up. He can interpret very accurately from that perspective why the elites are doing what they're doing, how it all fits into a larger narrative and the matrix-like false reality they've got us in. And then economist, inventor of a very popular stock market system, BBC TV host, syndicated radio host, on and on and on, Max Keiser. And guess who produces his TV show? Alec Baldwin of Team America fame. That'll always be Alec Baldwin's claim to fame as Team America. But Alec Baldwin, you've been very useful for me. Oh, Hans Blix, oh no. So a little bit of fun here. Max Kaiser is coming up. Okay, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, I've been interrupting you a lot, throwing in important questions, but nevertheless, I am fully informed on this, always learning more, but I'm fully informed on the basics. I know they're doing it by design. I've read the IMF, World Bank documents, Club of Rome documents, CFR documents, Bilderberg infiltrators. They're on record. Joseph Stiglitz has come out saying he was there and they're setting it up. John Perkins worked for him and the CIA and has gone public. And then on the other side, we've got, who we talked about a few weeks ago, we have George Soros running around at a press conference saying, I'm having a great crisis. I helped engineer it. This is the culmination of my life. I mean, this bastard is openly dancing on our grave very, very arrogantly. And I can't get the average yuppie to admit how bad it is or that the Republicans and Democrats have sold them down the river as world government is openly being announced in hundreds of newspapers and magazines like Time Magazine telling us that it's the solution to all our problems. I mean, it's all coming to a head now. Keep breaking down what you see happening with the economy and how you see this unfolding and just all the latest on metals and other commodities. And that question I was asking before the break first is, what do you see commodities doing this summer into the fall and winter? What do you see happening with the dollar? Why were the Chinese laughing at Geithner?
Well, first of all, I see commodities higher as we go along, but not especially so. They've had quite a run back, and I think that they'll probably make another gain. Like, let's say copper as an example. It moved from 135 to 228 the other, 229 the other day. That's quite a move. And I expected to retrench at 180.90, but it didn't do so. It just kept on going. So we could get some more mileage out of that, but not a lot. And I think the same is true of oil. It could go to $80, and short of a war, that should be it. We're trading around 69 right now. So it's neutral to positive. As far as gold and silver, the day before yesterday, they took gold down $18 and silver down 60 cents. Yesterday, they were up $17.57 respectively. Today, the government attacked again in their manipulation, and at one time today, gold was down $28, and right now it's down $19.60, and silver has recovered somewhat. It's down about 50 cents.
Now, what does it mean when we see that pogo stick, up $20, down $20, up $20 in the last week? Explain to new listeners out there how they manipulate.
Well, under the executive order signed by Ronald Reagan in August of 1988, and I have the number here if you want it. They are supposed to come into the markets and smooth them during times of crisis. Well, that's not what they're doing. They distorted the executive order. And 24/7, all over the world, they manipulate markets. Who does it? The Federal Reserve, the Treasury. They're really the main components.
And they've been caught insider trading. They do this for select brokerage firms and banks' profits. The Plunge Protection Team are what the president's Open Market Committee on Markets.
And that's why Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup make these phenomenal profits because they know ahead of time what's going on, either out of the Treasury or out of the Fed. And as all of you should know, the Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express. The Federal Reserve is a private organization. And so these people have been raping us since 1913, and we want to stop it. And that's why Ron Paul put in this bill 1207, which is 179 sponsors, a good way to stop them. But that's what they've been doing, and they do it all the time. They manipulate. They're doing it legally. Let's change that. Let's stop them from doing that. Let's have a free market. And we can accomplish that if we can get some of these bills passed. And Ron's 1207 is one of those. I think we need legislation for tariffs on goods and services. If we don't, we're never going to stop all of this offshoring and outsourcing. And they're going to continue to kill us in Europe, too.
That's right.
Canada.
This country was built on free trade and fair trade, not rigged trade, and was built on tariffs instead of taxing the American people. I want to give you the good news, Bob. This is just out from Ron Paul's office. H.R. 1207, now up to 190 co-sponsors. They get another 30
right.
or 40. Yeah,
we
for those that don't know.
212, we got it passed.
Yeah, 212, we got it passed. And for those that don't know, the private Federal Reserve brags on TV now. See, they would always deny that they were private and say they were federal until they got exposed. Now they've been, oh, yeah, we're private. We're secret. Nobody can audit us. Nobody can look at us. We're above the law. Greenspan goes on Lair NewsHour. Bernanke says it before Congress. We've got those clips in my film, The Obama Deception. And now it's gaining four or five sponsors a week in this session. At that rate, in a couple weeks, 3 weeks, we're going to have enough votes here in 3.5, 4 weeks to audit this criminal organization that's never been audited. And all these people couldn't believe that we could get to this point, or they can't believe we can beat the Fed. They think it's invincible. Well, even if we lose this time, it points out that this thing is private and has never been audited, and that it's the alien, it's the criminal, it's the cancer. Bob Chapman.
Well, you're absolutely right, and this is what I've been fighting for, and I haven't been working directly with Ron Paul. I just decided on my own to get on the other networks and really lay this out to the people. We've had a tremendous response, and obviously my asking them, and of course Ron's group pushing as well, has brought us 190 co-sponsors. So it's very exciting. And there was legislation that just went through in conversation to be sent to committee about auditing and exposing the Fed. And I have all of the information in tomorrow's issue. It covers an amendment adopted by the Oversight Committee in the House, which is sponsored by Dennis Kucinich. And I just got a pile of stuff in tomorrow's issue on these issues that we're talking about right now. And it looks to me like we can get it passed in the Senate, and if we don't, it's going to cost the Federal Reserve probably $50 or $100 billion to stop it, because that's what these senators are going to want to get paid off.
Now imagine the elite, the wealth moved out years ago out of the U.S. They openly brag how they're collapsing. It's by design, but a lot of these House members and senators and Nouveau Riche are figuring out that they're killing the goose that lays the golden eggs on the altar of globalism. The U.S. and Europe have to fall into economic implosion for the social engineers, the mega-rich, the ultra-elite, to have a world monopoly of power and control, in their own words. And so I think one of the biggest wild cards, what could turn into the deus ex here, is that the nouveau riche elite are starting to figure out they're not the pet puppies. They're not the specially protected class they thought they were, and are beginning to not like this new world order. I think that's why we're seeing more and more of CNBC and Fox and people even coming out and telling some of the truth, because all this is out in the open now, and a lot of people in the system are figuring out that they're not going to be protected. Bob Chapman.
They are expendable, and I can promise you that. And if they keep on doing what they're doing, they're going to have a meeting with a guy called Robespierre. And, you know, when I'm on all of these Fox and ABC and NBC, these short programs I get on, every one of the hosts know what's going on. But they're afraid to talk about it. They say, let Bob do it. I mean, you know, he's invincible. He doesn't care. He's 73. He's lived his life. Let him challenge him. I'm not going to lose my job because of it.
Well, Ron Paul in Congress for the last 16 years or so, was previously in for one term in the 70s, but got back in the mid-90s. For those that want to know that trivia, he would get four or five sponsors in years past, maybe 15, 20. Now it's 190, and all these negative people email me saying, oh, it's staged. They plan to implode the Fed and set up something worse. No, this is real. And the Fed does not like the fact that there's a call for it to be audited. And the mainstream media has a complete shutdown on this news and information. They are scared to death. The private New York branch of the Fed is partners with the Bank of England. It is an offshore alien group to this country. It is the group that's been trying to take over this nation ever since we kicked the crown out in 1783-84. And it is anathema to this free society. And yes, we can beat the greatest empire in the world, the British, at the time. We can beat the private New World Order banking empire. But this fake Christian foregone conclusion that this is the end of the world, that's taught by the 501c3 government churches that lay down that you can't fight evil that you're not supposed to, is a lie. Even if we can't fight this and that it's, and that it's foretold and going to happen, we have a moral responsibility to fight evil. And it is of the devil, period, that people are following this fake doctrine of laying down to this and sucking your thumbs and saying that we can't fight the CPS kidnapping kids and we can't fight the private Federal Reserve and we can't try to stop GM being sent to China and Brazil because it's of the Lord. That is a load of garbage and a cop-out. Bob Chapman.
I agree completely, and that's why I'm here. All my life, I've never given up on anything, and whether the lead's flying or not, and the words are flying now, and we know, you and I and others who do what we do, we're in the sights of the government, and sooner or later they're going to try to shut us down. Well, they better do it darn quick, because we are reaching, and I've said this on the program before, so many people all over the world.
It's exploding exponentially. It's insane.
I get these letters from England and Holland and Kazakhstan and Colombia and Mexico and all over, from Italy. I get a very nice group of pictures from the, I guess he's probably the top soccer player in Italy and for Bayern Munich, and he sent me all these beautiful pictures with his golden boot, which would be like getting the batting title for the National League or something like that. And, you know, the people you run into who we're meeting, who know what we're talking about and are as excited as we are that we're going to be successful.
And, again, I'm seeing the arrogance of 4 or 5 years ago, the establishment leaving their eyes. They're not, they don't have those jackass smiles on their faces anymore, do they, Bob? Because they know millions of us are committed at ramming speed to ram them in the info war, and we're boarding the enemy right now, and we know it's a fight to the death. We know they're all in, committed with their names, their treasure, their blood. We're committed, too. And, Bob, it's such a good feeling to know we're right, to know we're on the right side of history, and to know we're committed, and to know that that spirit of liberty is now spreading. I mean, I've told this story the last few days because it was so shocking to me. I can go to England. I can go to Costa Rica. I can go anywhere, Canada, anywhere in the U.S. now, and I can walk down a street, and if five people pass me, one of them's a fan and a listener. That is one-fifth. Well, now
that
I went
tremendous.
To... Exactly. And it's not about Alex being a big, you know, big shot. It's actually kind of scary. I better do a good job of all these folks listening. The issue is then I go to Port Aransas this weekend, and I go down there every summer because the kids love it, you know, a couple times. And I rented a golf cart, and it was totally jam-packed, you know, first big weekend of summer. And the entire 10-mile beach was cars every 20, 30 feet lined up on Saturday. And I'm driving this gas-powered golf cart I rented, and every 5-10 cars or so, they – just me driving along in a T-shirt with my kids, they would go, Alex Jones, black people, white people, kids with mohawks, old people, young people. There was some guy who was, you know, who was running at about 10 miles an hour with the golf cart, you know, for like 10 minutes, looked like he was an Ultimate Fighter or something, said, Alex Jones. I mean, it was blowing me away. And then every restaurant we went to, the people serving us the food were listeners. Bob, I think we've underestimated how bad we've hit the enemy.
You could be right, and it's still a long way to go, and it's a can of worms. I think we've got the top opened, and now we got to start digging into the worms, and we got to pull them out one at a time. This is the Fed Reserve. Pitch it over your shoulder. We're going to get rid of it. This is the revolving door between New York City's Wall Street and bankers and the Treasury Department. That worm, throw it over your shoulder. We're getting rid of them, too. We're going to stop them from doing that. There's qualified people all over America who could work in Washington. And Paul Craig Roberts is a good example of that. And on and on and on. And that's what we're going to do. We ain't going to let them get away with it.
It's just incredible Bob. And, you know, the globalists will probably set off nukes or start new wars, but to try to force us back to their bosoms of poison and lies. But when the military give more money to Ron Paul than all the candidates combined, until he got out of the race, then it was Obama, to know that everywhere people are waking up, to know that even if the globalists pull the same old tricks, people are now more and more wise to them. I see any way the enemy slices it, short of them nuking every major city and releasing bioweapons and then trying to go in their bunkers and come back out after we're all dead. Short of that, I think they're going to lose. And I think their own servants, if they even try that final equation, which they're capable of, and they've written in white papers they would do, a big British Ministry of Defense report last year said they used neutron bombs on their own population. They tried to remove them from power. It doesn't matter. Any way they slice it, I see them losing. The question is, how bad will the fight be to get there?
Half of us will probably die if it gets that far.
And if you're a new listener and don't believe me, the London Guardian even reported that Dick Cheney wants to use race-specific bioweapons to wipe out certain races, and that they're standing by with neutron bombs in Europe, England, the U.S. If you tried to have a march on Washington, they'd drop a neutron bomb on you and then say Al-Qaeda did it. So we got to take over at the county city level with an idea. That's invincible.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Alan Locke coming up in about about 5 minutes. We have Max Kaiser joining us. Bob Chapman, in closing here in the last few minutes we have in this hour, I've asked a lot of my questions, made a lot of my points. What else do you see that's important going on out there? And then obviously I want you to comment on the Chinese laughing at Geithner when he gave a speech saying everything's fine, the dollar's strong. It looks like the emperor's new clothes, people are starting to notice that the emperor's actually naked as a jaybird.
Well, the kids are outside the box. They don't work for anybody. They're in school, and they say what they think. And they not only laughed, they jeered and booed them. And very few media outlets in the United States carried it. They just said there was some laughter. It was sustained, believe me. And, of course, the Chinese government knows that. But the Chinese government's in a box. They got 30 million unemployed. They're spending $1.2 to get the economy jacked up again to 8% growth in GDP, and I don't think they can do it. They're sitting on $1.5 trillion in dollar-denominated securities. What are they going to do with them? The only thing they can do is buy commodities as they have been, and they should have been buying more gold, which brings us to gold. And that is, it's down about $19 today. It was up $18 yesterday. It was down $18 the day before. Every time it goes down, buy it. Get out there and buy those coins, gold and silver coins and shares. It's very important. You take advantage of these corrections. They only last a day or two. Why? Because it's United States government shoving it back down again, hoping it'll stay down, and they're wrong. The whole world is clamoring for gold and silver. Who's got a head in their shoulders?
In fact, Bob, for the first time in U.S. history, major insurance companies, Bloomberg is reporting, are buying huge positions in physical gold as a hedge against an imploding currency.
Northwestern Mutual Life, $400 million worth, and they say they think it's going substantially higher. And that is a first, and you're right. And you read it first in the International Forecaster.
TheInternationalForecaster.com. You know, this is kind of a Mexican standoff, as they say, where everybody's pointing guns at everybody. But there is now a faster move towards the door, towards dumping the dollar. I mean, they're now having to admit that. Do you think we'll be able to jack the dollar up again for a while, for a year or two? Or is this the beginning of the circling the drain?
They can't. They're circling the drain. And, you know, there's $4 trillion in currencies traded today on the foreign exchange, and about $1.5 trillion is in dollars. Now, someone's going to tell me for how many days the U.S. government thinks that they're going to be able to affect in this market today in currencies the value of the dollar. I mean, how many trillion dollars can I come up with each day to do that? They can't. They can affect it for one day, and that's it. The same thing is with gold and silver. And I think the government is out of gold. And I'll tell you why. This report came out by Rob Kirby this week. He backed into the export of gold compounds. And what they are is coin mill from 1933. The U.S. government is at the bottom of the barrel. They've been selling gold into the market, and they've been using maybe Germany or France to do it, and they're delivering them.
Yeah, they've sold the bullion bars, and they're now getting into coin mill. For those that don't know, that means bottom of the barrel. TheInternationalForecaster.com. People get a free copy there. Bob, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Got it. Bye-bye.
Great job. Okay. By the way, for listeners, don't forget Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a new big video up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members right now. It's a 27-minute expanded extras from the Obama deception exclusively for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and the new Aaron Russo interview is up there as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.